Bus stop. So Terry, you let us know when we're gonna get this show on the road.
Welcome to Team Monkeys Podcast, episode 88. So shut up. Rude. Here with Tyler.
What's up?
We got Spanchan on board.
Hello.
We got Sniper Goo as usual.
Oh, hello, everybody.
And again, we have Baguetta joining us with his laptop. And
are you
George
from work
popped
again?
In.
You're at work?
George popped in a second ago, but he didn't say anything.
Well, he popped in again now, and he still hasn't said anything. But he's here, I presume.
What's up, guys?
Sounding pretty, too.
Potato is not. He's MIA. No one knows where he is or what he's doing.
Oh,
dead.
Dead.
He's so dead. You're stuck with B-Team for tonight.
B-Team? Yeah, fight B-Team.
We're Delta Force.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, that's really low, Delta.
Yes, Force. We're above the A.
We're higher than that. I hope we're higher than that.
I don't even want to call us B. I just call us missing a squad mate.
A minus.
Well, we're A minus. Missing
there
a squad
team. There you go. A minus. But Alex isn't here, so that kind of brings us up. So I think we're just an A. Not an A.
Wow.
Works for me.
Whatever, I'm okay with that.
Whatever. He wants to stream Thursday nights when he knows the podcast is going on. He's got no damn excuse not to be here. That's all I'm fucking saying.
Whoa. All right. Okay. Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
No one's saying that.
I love him and I miss him. I haven't talked to him in weeks.
Weeks?
Some of them weeks.
So you already wanted to talk about Django or whatever?
Dude, Django was crazy, man. It was a Tarantino movie. I'll tell you what.
Does it start at the middle and then go to the beginning and then end
and then jump around a few points and then come back?
No, it starts in the beginning and goes all the way to the end.
Oh, I might have to go see that then.
I might be able to watch it.
I might be able to follow it.
With a montage.
I've got it on my computer. I'll check it out one of these days.
I heard a lot of people are watching it on their computers instead of going to see it.
No one wants to be seen in the theaters watching a movie about slavery.
But it was like funny. Like there were times where I laughed my ass off.
But it was so fun.
That's why
slavery is a funny
computers.
Subject.
Jamie Foxx is like, so you tell me I get to pick what I wear, and he comes out in this like blue French outfit that just looks really looks like a little like boy that's gonna get raped in France.
Whoa!
Oh god!
And it's just because he comes up on this horse, and it's so funny. Oh my dude, Samuel Jackson is
he's in that.
Is the funniest character in the damn movie.
Oh, God.
Who is that nigga up on that nay?
Easy.
Omelette du fromage.
It was so funny. Oh, my goodness. You guys all have to go see it.
You make it sound like a comedy.
It was. I swear, man. Like, it was like, it had like a serious point, but it was a Tarantino movie, for Christ's sake. How serious do you want it to be?
It's funny.
There's a part where like they show him shoot somebody. It goes through the guy, through like a vase, through a window, and through a wall. And in the next scene, he picks up a guy who's like half dead, and they shoot at him, and his body stops all the bullets. But they clearly just told us the damage that these bullets could do.
Well, maybe the guy that guy was built different.
Yeah.
In different parts.
Did you ever see Black Dynamite?
Yes.
Like
no. He's one of them robots.
This goddamn robot.
So anyway, Django was actually a really good movie. I really enjoyed it, not only for the comedy I expect, but for the action and the... God, it was just awesome.
Yeah, really, I haven't been to the movies in a while.
You know what? I hadn't been to the movies since Avengers, and I couldn't believe it.
Holy
loved
cow.
The last movie I saw was Red Dawn.
Was it good?
Whatever.
That means yes.
It wasn't terrible, yeah. But it wasn't.
That means it was awesome.
Did you see the original?
Yeah, I saw the original.
Ah, that one's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't remember.
But yeah, Spencer, I went this is 2 40, weekends in a row.
And then I saw.
I saw This Is 40.
What's the new one that Jim Hobbit. From The Office is in with Matt Damon?
Oh, that one.
Yeah, the one.
That one. We saw that one.
The one that you saw and we did not see, so we wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Remember that one?
Yeah, no. It's
Promise
got
Land. Waldo. That's what it was.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
No?
Nope.
I don't know.
It's called Matt Damon. Come on, it's good.
Matt Damon.
I haven't seen a Matt Damon movie in a while either.
Like the Bourne movies?
Probably not since Bourne.
Has he been in anything since then?
He's been in stuff. I haven't seen any of them.
About a zoo? That was him, right?
I think so. It was that one. There was the one about like that disease that was going around killing everyone. And
wait, like pandemic. The one about the monkey super with Ebola virus? Because that's a pretty old movie.
No. It came out like
two years ago.
Outbreak, something like that. I don't know.
Oh, no. You're talking about that one.
Pandemic or something.
Yeah,
like,
it was like about the flu, right?
I don't know what it was about. Some disease. I don't know. I didn't see it. That's my point.
The point is, Matt Damon movies are amazing.
Matt Damon movies are good. I
even though he wasn't in the newest Bourne movie, did you guys see that one?
I didn't really like after the first Bourne movie.
I didn't really care for it. I mean, I like that actor that's in it, but I didn't care for it at all.
Hawkeye.
That's the only reason I wanted to see it is because I like that actor, but if it's not that awesome.
Oh, he's not a terrible actor. I mean.
I enjoyed it, and I didn't even see the other Bourne movies.
That's why you enjoyed it.
Yeah. You didn't have Matt Damon taint it for you.
Hey, his headshot made a
Matt
cameo.
Damon taint. Oh yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah. They used his picture.
It's like, hey, remember him from the other movies? Yeah, that's right.
This is going on.
This happened. This is photo evidence. This one photo.
But just the one though.
That's all you get.
We ran out of space.
Everybody gets one.
Last movie. They didn't even go take an updated one.
Change your profile picture. Anyway, that's so movies on then.
That's movie news.
That's Team Mongoose on movies.
While we're on the topic of movies, Star Wars.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams directing.
So excited.
I'm okay with that. I like J.J. Abrams.
I was okay I was okay when I heard Disney bought it, because I was like, oh, thank God, finally a sequel.
Finally something's going to happen.
Like Lucas just sat on a gold mine for years and years and let us all lick each other's buttholes waiting for it.
That's exactly what we did.
That's what we did for
Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah. I think my favorite joke on Twitter about that was, you know what JJ stands for? Jar Jar.
You're going to run it into the ground. No, I'm definitely okay with JJ Abrams directing.
I heard or Peter Jackson's got creative input.
It's going to be lens flares everywhere.
Oh, he'll have the time of his life with all the planets with like 17 suns.
So fucking suns are so
abundant. Whatever you do, don't look up.
My red eyes.
The sun's coming up. Everyone inside.
I wonder what they're going to make out. I hope they don't just like. I don't know. Part of me does actually want them just to recast Luke, Leia, and Han. But another part, like, what if they just go another way?
Who knows?
We'll find them all.
That's the fun. Back.
It's a long time, though. I mean, I guess it's only 2 years. They said 2015.
Yeah, it's not a long time at all.
Really?
It's going to feel like it for you.
Everybody.
You nerd.
I'm going to forget about it as soon as we're done talking.
Yeah.
I can guarantee I will forget about it.
I read it yesterday, and I really forgot until you said something.
I also read a very terrifying thing about us, like humans storing data in DNA. It's so scary.
What was it?
That there's some lab in England that has figured out they stored the NMP3 of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream and some picture on synthetic DNA and sent it to another lab who uncoded it and listened to the MP3 and saw the picture.
Yeah, I heard about them doing something like that, or like beginning to do stuff like that, like last year. I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome. Not gonna lie. Said,
yeah, I know it is, but it's scary.
Yeah, a little bit.
Even time capsules.
Mostly awesome.
What if Google gets their hands on that technology? Bam, Skynet.
Just like that. Bam, Skynet.
That's all it needs, man.
One day Google just changes their name.
They could pull
entirely.
Skynet right now if they wanted to.
I know.
Google's got it like that. So don't
stop talking.
Don't talk about Google. Google gets pissed. Probably listening.
It can hear
right
you.
Now. It can hear you.
Skype, you can't hear us.
If you're on a computer, it can hear you.
Only Microsoft can hear us.
I'm currently on.
It knows. It's self-aware.
I'm on Chrome, guys.
Me too.
Oh shit! So am I.
He's taking this whole conversation.
I gotta shut it down.
They know I'm going towards the moon.
Yeah, no, that's. I like hearing about stuff like that, though. It's the future, man.
It is. It's crazy, you know. They said that they'd be able to store all of human, like, the data in the world on 4 grams of DNA.
You can already put Wikipedia on your phone for, like, 9 gigs. That's all human history right there.
That whole of Wikipedia.
100% accurate. I don't know what more you want. I mean, me and my buddy at work were talking about that the other day. Just shooting off like a USB of Wikipedia off into space for the aliens to find.
Right.
They'll be so confused about the station.
Be like, who is my god. All of human history on one convenient flash drive.
Man.
We put these in our mouths?
They'll figure it out. They got Wikipedia.
We'll use the site they have, Wikipedia. And they get off. This is all shit we already knew. They're nothing. Tyler, my spaceship's gone out of control. It's become too fast.
Are you in space?
No, I'm actually. This is the first time I just upgraded a bunch of shit and I'm crashing. Okay.
You should probably mention you're playing some random flash.
It's called The Space 2.
All right. For once, I'm not playing anything right now. For once.
I just turned off Ni No Kuni.
How is that?
It's good. The thing is, when I play RPGs, I haven't played RPGs on a bigger screen than my Vita lately, so it gets me sleepy.
Gets you sleepy?
Yeah. I don't know.
You guys don't get sleepy when you play video
These
games?
These big, bright screens burn my eyes out, making me real sleepy.
Dude, I get sleepy when I play RPGs. I get that.
Weren't they going to do a handheld version? Like, isn't there a DS one that comes with, like, a book or whatever?
Get this. It came out for the 3DS. They remade it for the PS3, and then they took the PS2 version and brought it to the US.
Okay, so it was originally a DS game.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they made it pretty on PS3.
You saying DS?
I thought
pretty?
It was supposed to. They were both supposed to come out at the same time.
No, I think I think it was a 3DS game and it came out first. Let's look this up. Wikipedia.
There you go. That's all you need.
I use Wikipedia all the time. Are you kidding me?
All you need is the Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
The Wikipedia.
Oh, it was a Nintendo DS game and then PlayStation 3, yep.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's interesting.
It's great, though.
I hear it's doing well. Actually, I saw a review. Some guy who reviewed it, I don't know, some guy on Polygon. He didn't like it that much. Like, he said it was beautiful and all that stuff, but I guess the gameplay was kind of, like, dumb.
Yeah, I read that one, too.
It's like Tales...
but with Pokemon.
Yeah, that was the other thing. You get like little familiars or whatever.
Yes, a lot of Pokemon. Pokemon.
Yeah.
I think it's funny you can name them.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
That's good. That's a good feature.
I always agree with naming your pets.
Yeah.
Even though these are semi-sentient beings.
They gotta have names.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying you call them pets.
They are pets. Everyone is pets.
Trust me, I work at that there PetSmart. They're pits.
So, Steam, apparently there's a free chivalry weekend going on.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
That's good. It's a fun game.
Fresh.
Haven't played chivalry yet.
Play
it this weekend. Free to play.
I have to do that on Sunday.
Josh already gifted it to me.
And I guess they just added some dual mode you can do now.
Yeah, I was watching the Game Grumps.
Yeah, I was watching that. The map they played on looked terrible, though.
Yeah.
That does not make sense for one-on-one fighting. But yeah, that's... play that game.
Speaking of Steam, I got the Sonic All-Star Transformed All-Star Racing.
Oh, yeah. You can play with this?
Yes.
Good. Good.
That'll be it's on awesome, sale. It's like $5
bucks. It's like $5 off or something.
I like it.
Pre-order it. And it's not even out till the 31st, though. Well, that's not that far. That's like next week, right?
Yeah, it's like a week Thursday.
Very
tempting. Well, I bought it last week, so I've been waiting for a while.
You got it for 30?
No, I got it for 26 or whatever.
Oh, so it's the same.
It's pre-order right now. It's been on pre-order. That's why it's been cheaper. Like, it's been that price for a while. Yeah, it's usually 30, but you can buy it for 26.
And then the week after it comes out, it's going to be like $10.
Yeah,
be like,
probably. Hey, hey.
Surprise.
But we had it first.
Yeah.
You're paying to take part as, you know, one of the original people.
Well, we get the Team Fortress people for free.
I just assumed everybody got it no matter what.
I can see them be like, yeah, it's $10, but you want these other characters. They're $5 extra each.
I don't mind them doing that, considering I already bought it.
Exactly.
I'd like to feel like that I, you know, got something extra out of it.
There you go.
But whatever. I'd be cool if it didn't end up happening that way.
It's funny, because that's the, like, Vita Mario Kart.
Is it?
Yeah.
I hear it's better than the last one. Not better than Mario Kart, I mean better than the first Sonic racing game garbage that came out. It's hard. Like, crazy hard once you get up to the mid-game.
It reminds me of Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah, exactly. Because you have the boats, you got the planes and the cars, except you switch between for each level.
Yes.
Should be fun. I'm excited about it. Especially since it's got online multiplayer and not just local.
Yes.
That's pretty much the only reason why I bought it. If it didn't, if it only had local multiplayer, I wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't understand. There's the, what's that called? The Mod Nation Racers for Vita.
Mm-hmm.
Only local. Like ad hoc. And then Sega's like, well, you know, you can just get on the internet, play with everybody. We figured out the formula.
Just such a stupid idea with the Vita right now, because there's not a lot of Vitas selling right now. Because they already don't have a lot of games. So why would you make anything multiplayer, only local multiplayer?
That's
when
dumb.
You know that you're not going to find anybody around you that has a Vita.
That was
dumb.
I feel like that mode was only smart when they had all those PSPs and
You can get a PSP. You can get a PSP going anywhere.
No, but like in Japan, like everyone and their mother had it because of Monster Hunter.
Over there.
You didn't need Wi-Fi.
Monster Hunter. That's their game over there.
Yeah.
Fucking love that Monster Hunter. But Vita, goddamn, Vita's nice. I just wish they would make games for it. It's instead of good games. Making games.
No, they make games. They need
good
games.
Call of Duty.
They don't. There's a section in the corner of my work. It's like not even an arm's length wide. It's just this sad little corner where we keep the Vita games. And we can't even fill the shelves half the time because there's just not enough.
Coming soon.
It's terrible.
I'm excited for... I'm thinking of getting a Wii U. Did you guys hear that announcement?
I saw that.
That you just announced? Yeah.
No. The games.
The other day. No.
Their press release conference thing they did. Yeah.
It's like an E3 in
January. Let's talk about Zelda, the Wind Waker remake. I love that they're remaking it. I hate the art direction they're taking.
They're doing a Wind Waker remake?
Yeah, they're remaking Wind Waker in HD. Except instead of just up converting it to HD like they should have done, they're basically redoing the graphics so that it's not really cel-shaded anymore.
It's like
they're cheating.
Yeah, yeah. It like barely qualifies as coming close to cel shading. They just look, if you see Nintendo Land, it looks like that. It looks like it was rendered the same way Nintendo Land was. Which is not, it's not ugly. It's just,
it's not the same,
yeah. And it's
not Wind Waker.
And cel shading itself, that's pretty timeless. Like, you can't fuck that up. But, nope, they're going this crazy direction with, like, crazy bloom on everything. I'm sure that'll be adjusted, because everyone's talking about how the bloom is so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. But I
went to the Zelda Symphony thing last month.
Oh, yeah?
And when the Wind Waker movement came on, it was awesome, because the lady pulled out a Wind Waker to conduct.
Oh, nice. Oh.
A movement. That was a nice touch.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I posted something on Twitter a while ago about they were talking about doing a huge Zelda project for a new game.
Yeah, they announced that. They're working on a new Zelda.
They announced Zelda that along HD. With HD. That's the working title. Yeah. Zelda HD.
Okay, so yeah, I was just reading that it came from some guy who just randomly wanted to redo the graphics, and I guess he got permission for either E3 last year or one of the more recent years to like put it on display, and then it kind of got spurred off from that.
I remember last year in E3 they were like, I don't know if it was last year or the year before that, but they were like, Smash Brothers is coming.
That
to
was
3DS.
That was 2 years ago.
After I think it's coming.
After their whole thing had flopped. After Microsoft stole the show because Microsoft had a bunch of bullshit in Halo 4. And then Sony was dealing with getting hacked.
And then Nintendo came up and like, hey, we're doing Smash Brothers.
Well, they were on the Wii U and everyone's kind of like, we don't.
yeah, at the tail end of the Wii U thing, they kind of mentioned. Yeah, they'll be Smash Brothers,
but no trailer, no release date.
No, and then afterward, you look at news articles that are like, it turned out that they should not have announced that because there was no solid plans for Smash Brothers.
Someone mentioned it like in a meeting.
Yeah.
Well, somebody would be stupid not to make another Smash Brothers. So good on whoever. Blew it off that.
Yeah. But they are making a new Smash Brothers now.
Yeah, they said it's going to be playable at E3.
Yeah,
Namco, the new Mario Kart and new Smash Brothers.
Namco took over, which should be interesting. I hope to God they don't put Pac-Man in it.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be stupid. Who gives a shit about Pac-Man?
But it, like, just like a fun
little character. I think Smash Brothers, I think Nintendo characters.
And also Snake.
Snake was originally on NES. The first Metal Gear was an NES game.
That's true.
And then Sonic was completely random, but I didn't mind because I like Sonic. Well, it wasn't completely random considering it's a game about, you know, these characters fighting. You think back to the 90s, it's like, what did everyone want to see? They want to see Sonic head-to-head against Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Everyone knows Sonic's going to whoop Mario's ass.
And he Not did. True. God, Sonic is so broken in that game. It's stupid.
It's all about Ness, man. It's all about that Ness.
Surprisingly enough, Ganondorf ended up being my best character.
Oh, yeah, Tyler's amazing with Ganondorf. It's actually stupid how well he
is. That makes sense. Gan is just a heavy Captain Falcon.
Yeah, but he's so clumsy.
I hope they bring back Dr.
Mario. He trips
over
everything in the game.
Yeah, like the dude trips all the time.
I hope they bring Dr. Mario
back. His moves are so
funny. Oh, Dr. Mario.
I hope so, too, George. That was my guy.
That was my guy, too. Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario was just another skin of Mario.
Yeah, he was exactly Mario.
He was different.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Instead of a fireball, he threw a pistol. That was like it.
No, his cape's longer. His pill bounces weird.
Dude, he's a clone. He's a clone character.
His down C is stronger. The down C, I remember that.
Harry, will you help me?
His punch, his air punch is stronger. It's different and it's stronger.
And he's slower. I think. Probably.
It's all in your head. It's all in your fucking head.
It's not in my head, Ryan. I will fucking kick your ass with Dr.
Oh my god.
You can't even touch me. You can't even fucking touch me. I'm Ness. You don't even know I'm in the sky the whole time. You're like, get the fuck out here. You don't even know.
I've gotten better air juggles with Dr. Mario than anybody I've ever had.
Air juggles. Don't even talk to me about air juggles. I got PK Thunder. I'll keep people in the air for days.
We need to get some melee going on sometime.
I got it.
Somehow.
I just need controllers.
Dude, when I get back to California, it's about to go down.
The battle of the century.
I've whooped asses before, and I'll do it again, goddamn it.
And then in comes Yoshi.
I was the champion.
Damn,
in my high school.
Fuck you and your Yoshi.
I was playing my brother the other day, and I was just juggling the shit out of him with eggs. It was hilarious.
God, I hate that so much.
I was surgical. I would not let him land. He was playing Ike. He was trying to fly around me. I'm just like, whoosh, 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 whoosh.
Yeah, I did that with the PK Thunder, and everyone's always like, get that flying sperm away from me.
I don't know if you guys ever this map.
What?
You guys ever hacked your Wii to get different skins on the characters?
No.
No.
And I did that. It was so cool. I had Fox looking like a Vegeta. That's the best one. That's the best one I remember. But there was a Ganondorf, I think, had different. I don't know, man. It was great. I'm gonna see if I can find a picture, but I loved it.
I saw they did that with like little Goku. I forgot who they changed.
The Pokemon had the Goku clothes on, the Lucario.
Yeah. They changed Lucario and made him Goku.
Solid Snake had a bunch of like different Snake skins, like all his different costumes, Old Snake and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I like Snake. Snake was a good character of mine, a good second, my heavy character.
Snake's fucking annoying shit. Then they're dropping his mines to go hide in the corner somewhere. Fuck.
Oh, I didn't play like that. I dropped those landmines like on top of people, and they would just fall on their heads. And I'd be like, "Boom, bitch!" God damn it!
Yeah, I hate fighting Snake because everyone that I play always does like the C4 thing. They'll set it down, and I'll forget about it. Like 5 minutes later, they'll blow it up on me.
You have to do that, man. I love it when it just blows up when you die. And then somebody's, like, standing there. You're like, oh, fuck yeah. I'll take that.
Oh. They had... Ike was Squall.
Oh, nice.
I think...
Ike? I like Ike. Guy hits like a truck.
I'm fine.
That's so fucking true.
He's slow, but when you land those hits, it's like, god damn.
Same thing with Ganondorf.
Oh, you remember, what's their names? Roy and...
Marth and
Roy. Roy and Marth.
Yeah. And Roy.
Marth was
I never cared
one.
For Roy. I like Marth, though.
Roy was what it was about, man.
I just felt like he was slower than Marth.
Yeah, he was slower, but he had the power hit.
Yeah, and he also had fire on his hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never cared for Roy, though.
He just looked dope with his outfits. Badass cape.
He had so many styles.
He did. He really did. They were cool. He had the golden red one that I always loved. You know me.
I did the brown and green one.
Ooh, yeah, like a nice turd.
Yeah. Exactly like the nicest turd.
It's got some moss growing on it.
God, we got to play some Smash Brothers, man.
Yeah.
Shit's about
I'm going to go home and play it tonight now.
I am at home and I can go play it.
That's true. I'm at home right now. Let me go play it, bitch.
I'm at work. I'm at work getting paid to be on the podcast again.
Damn.
Damn, Sam.
One day we'll all get Smash Brothers going. But you assholes had to get up and leave the state.
Hey, man.
I didn't. I just left the town.
Yeah. You did the right thing.
Got far away, but not too far.
Not too far.
Yeah, I just wanted to get far, far away.
This was one of them. You guys want to click the link?
Don't want to.
Smash Bros. Bro.
I can't. There's asteroids, and I may die.
Man, how high are you? I haven't even hit asteroids.
Dude, I just made it tomorrow. So, bulls!
What the fuck? I haven't even got to the moon yet. How much did you play that night?
A lot. They went off and started, Terry and Dwight started playing Skyrim.
You just sat in here.
Skyrim.
Skyrim. But yeah, I played for a while.
Also, I got a new video card and I tested it out on Skyrim with XSplit running. And it ran, like, beautifully.
Really?
I could not do that before. So that'll be fun for me. Stream from Skyrim.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
I need to start thinking about downloading the DLC now, because I've crushed the game. I think really all I have left to do now is get the Dragon Mass and then do the story.
I was going to say, have you started the storyline yet?
Yeah, I'm supposed to go meet the Greybeards. I'm level 42.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, my first run through, I got to level 30 before I went and saw the Greybeard. There were so many things to do.
There is. Like, every time I play games like this, I find more shit to do. This time, I found, like, double what I did in my, like, actual playthrough. There's so much extra stuff that I didn't even know was there. So I've just been...
They finally got... Skyrim working on PS3, I think.
Yeah. That'll be out February. I hear they're going to make it cheaper, too, because of how long it took.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Yeah, nobody's going to buy it.
Well, they'll get Dragonborn, because that one just came out. But the Dawnguard you don't really need.
No, but anyone who's had Skyrim has either returned it,
sold it, or got it on PC. PC gets Dragonborn on the 5th. Which I'm conflicted because that's the day Dead Space comes out, and I will be playing Dead Space.
Remember when we got Dead Space 2? We were playing the multiplayer with little baby children.
Baby was broken. You just jump on people and rip their face off. Call it a day.
Were we the only two that played that?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you talking about the original Dead Space?
No, Dead Space 2 multiplayer.
Oh.
It was like Left 4 Dead multiplayer where you could play as like the survivors or the monsters.
And after the first 3 months that the game came out, no one played multiplayer anymore.
Oh god, how much fun would that be for Left 4 Dead if you could play as a zombie?
You can.
Shut the fuck up.
That was in Left 4 Dead 1.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
That's competitive multiplayer. Too, but... And then there's just co-op multiplayer. That's what we always do is co-op. But there's always been zombies versus survivors.
Oh, we need to get competitive up in this bitch. Let's get some shit going down.
Yeah, that could be something to do.
I used to play it all the time.
That's something to think about.
On the computer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to Beta, okay?
I did it on the Xbox. Oh.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't have a computer.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to hear it, okay?
I'm still new to this shit.
Go back to work, okay?
You are just vicious today.
Wow.
It's because we love each other.
I miss Baguetta, man. I really do. Like, it's hard playing Halo without him.
Yeah. I make things fun.
Dude, I broke 100 a while ago.
So, what's it called? The new episodes?
Oh my god.
Are they out?
They're good. There's only one new one out right now, but it was fun. Tyler and I had I beat it on my own.
So did I.
And then Tyler and I played it last night.
I need to do that.
Well, hey, man, if you want help,
Yes.
I'm in.
Yes.
Dude, all, so I went and beat the campaign by myself today.
Did you?
It was my day off.
No big D.
On Legendary, you know.
Yeah.
Only took me like 6 hours.
I thought
about it. Still haven't done that.
You know what I still haven't done? Beat Battlefield 3 single player, like, at all.
Yeah.
Hey, me neither.
I started it on hard mode, and I got halfway through the game, and then my save got corrupted, so I started it again, and then my save got corrupted.
Yeah, what's up with that? Because that happens to me, too. Like, I do, like, at least a couple of missions, I stop for a while, try to go back,
yeah,
and...
Yeah, you go back, and it breaks.
That happened to me, actually, now that I think about it. I went to go do it. It's like, your save has been corrupted. I was like, oh, I wasn't that far anyway. Fuck it, I'll just do it all again.
I'm sure it's been patched by now, but I kept losing my file way back then.
Just wanted to make sure you'd continue playing it forever.
Yeah, I need to bang that out. I'll just do normal mode one evening.
That's what I did.
Bang it out. I don't even
care. I like that one mission where you're in the jet.
Eh, I really wanted to be the pilot in that situation.
Well, I really wanted them to bring that aspect to single or to multiplayer. How much fun would that be? You flying,
yeah,
and me
two
like
people
your
in
gunner.
Jet. Yeah.
God, that'd be a blast.
Yeah.
We could have you flying me, and Alex flying fucking Baguetta for here. Yeah, I don't know who.
I'm still holding on hope that that's gonna just get squeezed in the end game, or maybe that'll be something in Battlefield 4.
Yeah, they're saving that for 4.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah, I guess next November would be the earliest we can expect it.
November 13?
I don't know a specific day, but they usually release the...
In 2013.
Yeah, this year.
Which means we might see something at E3, right?
Yeah, well, we'll most definitely see something at E3. Because Endgame will be in March, I think. I think?
Yeah, probably. Endgame, for, and that's it.
And then, yeah, that's the last DLC for Battlefield. There's a ticker here. Countdown to Endgame. 7 weeks. So, yeah, it'll be in March.
They're expecting
Endgame's
it
in
that,
March,
that
and
soon?
And then summer, we'll hear about Battlefield, and then they'll probably do the beta then. And then by November, it'll be out.
How do you get into battle? Oh, yeah, you have to buy a Warfighter, right?
Yeah, you can do that. I didn't buy Warfighter. I would have if I didn't feel like I'd get lucky again and them just invite me. Because I got invited to the Battlefield 3 beta because my EA account has so many Battlefield games. They're like, oh, you're a loyal Battlefield player and you have all these hours in the game, blah, blah, blah. Here's a, you know, alpha invitation. So I was like, okay, thank you.
I'll take that, I guess.
So yeah, I'm counting on that happening.
And then it doesn't happen, and then you hate yourself.
Yeah, well, if worst comes to worst, I'll just buy a Warfighter. I'm sure we have an old, you know, first run copy sitting at the store.
Greg bought it, and I don't think he even opened it. it was on sale for like $20 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of what I did with the Crackdown. I didn't open it for a long time because I just wanted it for the Halo 3 beta.
I remember that.
Dude, remember when we tried to play it and it was like super laggy?
You never got to play it.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Not the beta, Crackdown.
Oh, like you didn't get to play the beta because you left on your mission early.
I know. It was what, like a week
the
or two?
The day of. I played it like the day you went to the training center.
Well, I'm glad I didn't know that.
What a nerd.
You would have broken his heart.
Would have been like, I'm sorry, I gotta go.
I can't do this. Halo's coming. Ryan needs me.
They're bringing back Gripball on Monday. That's always fun.
Gripball.
Yeah. Oh.
I've only played Gripball once.
Too bad I've already maxed out my multi kills.
Hello.
But not
it's
your hammer.
Bootsy.
That's true.
Yeah, now we're an A plus.
No one's got anything for Bootsy.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you.
I can just clearly see what I'm not wanted. So.
Can you?
Can you? Because that makes it easier on us.
I'm just saying, I've dropped lots of hints before. I am ruthless tonight. I'm sorry.
Oh, there you went.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
Eh.
I am heartbroken, truly. Truly. I'm also saves in
little,
space.
Save this little racism without Jose here. We don't really need the animosity.
It's dull.
Yeah, we're getting dull. Yeah, there she is. Down, sounds kitty. Like
a lot of energy. I like it.
Did you just fart?
Is that what your farts sound like?
That sounds terrible.
The Ryan, condition.
I think you should see a doctor.
That was doctors.
Why would you do
tell
that?
Tell me what I don't already know. Yes, I'm aware I hate that cat, and yes, I know my farts meow.
That'd be the most awkward fart ever.
I had a friend who would meow, would make meow noises during tests.
During tests? Why?
Yes, because it was during our Japanese class, and the teacher would be like, huh? What?
You didn't see that cat?
Hey, Ro, is there a cat?
No.
This customer walks up to the teller line. This white customer just goes, oh, hello. I was just like, no fucking way. I
look at my Yo, manager, hey, get at out. Me,
and I was like, did that just happen? And she's like, she just nodded. I lost it, dude. It was so fucking funny. I couldn't believe it. Oh, hello.
You get a free $5 in your account today.
Shit, man.
Maybe he had a speech impediment.
Hmm? Who cares? I don't really give a shit why he did it.
Just said he did it, huh?
He made my day.
Can I give you money?
Is there anything I can do for you?
Here's a 20.
Here's a 20 on the house.
Buy yourself something nice, kid.
We don't do that. Although the guy at Outback tonight gave us free dessert.
Nice.
Because he thought you were so cute.
Man, I didn't get dessert, so no. Probably my wife.
Dude, I was at
onion thing.
Where was I at?
We had one, but we
got Outback Steakhouse.
Outback is good, but I was at Olive Garden, and they took like forever to get my meal.
And they always do that.
Yeah, but then they're like, "Oh, you want a dessert? We'll get you a dessert. Oh, what? You want two desserts? We'll get you two desserts." What, you wanted your meal free? All right, here's an extra of what you ordered to take home for another time.
What?
And I'm like, please be late on my meals all the time.
Yeah.
Greg, me and Greg, we were at BJ's for his one of his friend's birthdays, and everybody else had gotten their food except for me and the guy whose birthday it was. And so Greg was like, So he goes and he talks to the people, and he's like, hey, this is birthday guy. We're here for him, and his food isn't even here. Do something about it. That's pretty much what he said. I don't know what exactly.
Do something.
That's pretty much what he said. And they come back and they're like, "Oh yeah, so here your food's free," to the guy whose birthday it was, and he's like, "Yours too," since they didn't give me my food on time. So Greg was nice. Like, "Yeah, you got free mac and cheese on me." I'm like, yeah.
You got your mac and cheese on him.
Mac and cheese is like, yeah.
Yeah.
What of it?
It's delicious because it's free.
Tastes like victory.
That should be on a shirt.
BJ's mac and cheese, by the way, is amazing.
It really
BJ's,
is.
Dude, they finally opened a BJ's here, and my God, these people went crazy for it.
I've never been
to
one.
They put bacon in their mac and cheese, Ryan. Who wouldn't go crazy for that?
I don't even like mac and cheese, and I'll take some.
Sarah puts bacon in her mac and cheese.
I like Costco.
Costco food is surprisingly good.
No.
That's true. Them churros.
They have the best cheesecake.
They
like
do.
Their pizzas.
Oh, so yes, pizzas too.
They're what, like $1.50 huge slice of pizza?
Yeah,
like,
goddamn.
Tyler's right, they're churros.
Sam
has okay churros, but Costco.
No, you're supposed to be a member to get into Costco, but I just walk in and go get a churro. I'm like, I'm gonna go sign up right now.
You can walk into that part, because you can actually, some of them you can even buy it outside.
Yeah, I'm sure food's not a big deal.
The food's not a big deal.
I'm sure they want people to walk up and buy the food if they don't have membership.
Yeah, because you need the membership card to pay. I got the register.
Right.
Oh, that's but true.
The way they judge.
Well, like, what if they hand you the churro and you take a bite out of it? It's like, oh, well, I gotta pay. I have membership, but I'll pay for it.
My money's good here too. No,
oh, tell me my money ain't good here.
And then you pull out a credit card and they're like, oh, fuck you guys. You're screwed. Is that American Express?
Do you guys take checks? I can
travelers
do a check.
Checks.
Money orders?
I got pockets full of money orders.
They take euros.
You gotta change
I've got none of that American cash.
Get all offended when they don't take it. Oh, my money ain't good here. Everybody, my money ain't good here.
How about this Canadian penny?
My Canadian money ain't good here in America. Well, excuse me.
What is this shit?
Excuse me.
Yep.
I think we're all unanimous on the Costco is amazing. Sentiment.
Yes.
I would concur with the concur of the concur.
Mm, yes.
And
yes.
I second that concurring of the concurring.
Mm. I remember when Wii's were very scarce, people were like, go get them at Costco. No one buys them at Costco.
The Target over here apparently had a ton of them just sitting around.
No, the Wii's.
Wii, regular Wii.
Yeah, when they were scarce.
No idea about that.
Yeah, the Wii U was just sitting on shelves.
Yeah. There's plenty of those. But Wii's were... I don't know what happened there.
I stood in line to get mine. Only because I wanted to play Zelda so freaking bad.
I don't know why. It was on GameCube.
I sold my GameCube to Ryan.
To me.
See, fucking Twilight Princess came out and everyone's all, oh, I have to get a Wii now. I was like, fuck that. I want to play it on a controller, not fucking stick.
Yeah, I wouldn't bought it for the GameCube anyway.
I got it on GameCube, and I was glad I did because it wasn't that great.
Yeah, I got about halfway through it at Tyler's house, actually, before I even went home and played it, and I was like, I'm not going to play that game.
Yeah, I'm good. I liked it.
As much as I love Zelda, and I really, really do, I don't know. I just want to see old Zelda.
Doing it different with the new Zelda, like the new Zelda, not the Wind Waker remake. Like, they want to change up the formula a bit and open it up so it's not so much go to this dungeon and then you have to go to this dungeon and you have to go to this dungeon.
Make it a little more open? That'd be nice.
Like, kind of like the original Zelda where it's like, okay, here you are. Figure it out. Go wherever you want to go. Do whatever you can.
You want to go level 6 off the bat? All right. But all you right. Kill anything.
You're going to get torn apart, but all right.
Godspeed.
I always did that. I'd go to level 3 immediately and then go get the better sword.
I never knew where the fuck to go in the original Zelda.
Yeah, me neither. I was always
just
like,
wander
okay.
Around. I think I only ever found the dungeon that's like a tree stump.
Yeah. My brothers beat it.
Yeah, the first one.
My brothers beat the original Zelda and Zelda 2. I was like, what? And they're like, yeah.
I did too. And they
to play Zelda I beat Zelda 2.
And they also beat Master Quest. I was like, wow. The fuck? I can't even do that.
People. I never got to play Master Quest.
I have that. I can bring it over.
Do I have my GameCube still? I probably have my GameCube. I don't want to play it, though, because I can't play it in here. That's my thing with the older games right now. Like, I have it all. My room is like central command for my gaming because I can play it all off my monitor, but I don't have any way to do it because I don't have a TV in here, so I don't have any way to do it with the older systems.
You couldn't find an adapter for a VGA?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I have to get another adapter. I already got adapters up the ass for this setup right now.
Ass adapters.
Well, I shut up the fucking solution. You don't fucking want it, then don't fucking come at me
that's
like
that.
That's
what I'm saying. It's not that I don't want it. This is more shit
like,
to buy.
Whatever, man. You can do it.
This is why I haven't done it, because I have to get more adapters.
Whatever, man.
You need to eat something or something. You are cranky. Let me get you some popping corn.
I love popcorn.
Hey, guys, how good are X11s?
Pretty
good.
X11s. I like.
I have X12s.
Mine are like.
They're on sale for $20 today.
Yeah, mine are like 2 years old. They're still going strong.
They're $40 off.
Where at?
Get him.
Best Buy.
There you go. You heard it. You want some X11s? Best Buy. $20. I actually want to look into getting the little adapter thingy for the DX11s. So I can get a little simulated surround sound going.
Sure, yeah, that's what I do with the PX5's surround sound. It's crazy when I play Battlefield. Get your footsteps.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I tried to do that, but the mic's so fucked up.
Need to see about that.
I think I know what the problem is. I know where I found the connection error. What the fuck? I don't know what they're going to do.
That's something we've been doing a lot lately, Terry, is we've been back in the Battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
I played it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got back and you guys were done. Pissed.
Yeah, well.
Oh, that's it, huh?
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well.
Well, someone went and put those pickles in the banana jar.
Went and put the goddamn pickles in the banana jar.
I didn't do that.
Banana jar, huh?
Yes, you did. You know you did.
Oh, you can't prove it.
We'll dust the jar for fingerprints. I'm gonna find you, you son of a bitch.
I was wearing gloves. Oh, wait. I mean, I'm sure they were wearing gloves.
I mean, the glove don't fit.
You must have quit.
Oh, my knee hurts.
Go on.
That's it.
So, Terry.
Yeah.
Try to pre-order Fire Emblem for the 3DS today at GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
Does your GameStop allow that? Because apparently you can't pre-order that game anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't think I've ever seen anyone ask about it at all.
Game looks nice.
People in general don't pre-order 3DS games at my store. Everyone's all about that Xbox and that P3.
P3.
Like, even people, like, we'll have people come in for, like, Pokemon Black and White or whatever. They'll be like, hey, you can pre-order Pokemon X and Y. And they're like, no, thanks.
Like, who are you?
Get out of my face.
Like, I'll grab it when I need it.
Like, thanks, we can't even sell fans of a series on reserving a game because it's on 3DS. But as soon as the game comes out, it'll be all about, oh, I have to have this game.
What do you
Which
mean?
Why I was out? So happy. I was so happy with Ni No Kuni because we barely got any pre-orders on that. And we barely got any in stock. And now you cannot get it.
Yeah, what is that?
Because, I don't know. I guess for the collector's edition, there was a shortage on, like, whoever was manufacturing it. So a lot of people that even pre-ordered it aren't getting the collectors. But as far as the regular thing was, we just didn't get any because nobody reserved it. That's how it works at stores, that you can reserve at. If you get a lot of reserves, you get a lot of extra stock. And if you don't, you only get whatever was the amount reserved.
Yeah, I picked up the last one at my Best Buy. I was like, really?
Yeah, so sucks for you people that waited to buy it, because you're not going to get it.
Well, I mean, they could download it, though. It's on the store.
Oh, is it already on downloadable?
Yeah, that's how PS3 works. First day digital.
That's pretty good.
Yep. Like, so now the digital, I mean, the physical copy is going to be, like, also a collector's edition.
Yeah.
You got a physical copy? No way.
What, are you some kind of nerd?
What, are you a fan?
What, do you like things?
Hey, everybody, look at this guy. He likes things.
What a bitch.
What a
That's cool. I would have preferred. I definitely prefer. Well, for games like that, I prefer to have the actual physical thing.
Yeah.
Just because it's going to be rare as shit. I like rare.
I remember when Marvel vs. Capcom 2 came out.
Mm-hmm.
That was rare.
Mm-hmm. I think I have a copy on PS2 at the store, actually.
Dude, I have a copy at my parents' house for the Dreamcast. Sup.
Nice.
Scott still uses my Dreamcast.
Dude, why wouldn't he?
No. I still, anytime I go into a used game store, I look for Power Stone 2.
That's a good find, though. That's good. You should be looking for Power Stone 2.
I have Power Stone 1, but if I ever find Power Stone 2, I'm going to buy it, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'll go into the Provo Mall here and see if they have it in that Mario's.
I was on the waiting list at Game Crazy for years, dude.
Just years.
I'm gonna rent this and I'm never gonna return
it. I'm not talking like years. No, not the game. No, Game Crazy.
I know.
Yeah, where you buy a game.
I didn't even know Game Crazy had any kind of wait list.
Yeah, like if they got the game and they would call you.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, they're gone. So suck it.
What say ye?
They're gone for a reason, Ryan. Because of you.
Because you couldn't just wait.
You couldn't just wait.
I waited.
You know how much money it takes to maintain a one-man wait list for Power Stone 2? Billions.
Well, good. I'm glad they went bankrupt. They never got me my goddamn game. Spent a fortune on me. They could have just found a game for me. And it moved from another store. I'm sure one of their stores had it.
They're calling all the other stores. Hey, if he asks for it, just tell him you're out of stock.
This guy's a dick.
Dick, that was so nice.
Such a dick with his please and thank yous. Ugh.
Oh my god. So obnoxious.
Keep your manners.
He's better than me. Guy thinks he's better than me. He ain't better than me. He goes in the back and snaps his Power Stone 2 in half. Looks like we're out of stock.
Itch. Snaps it in my face. What the fuck was that? Last copy.
Last copy in the world, bitch.
The fuck out of my store.
Get the hell out of my store. With your courtesy.
Well, I guess we can't do anything. Thank you.
You son of a bitch.
But.
You jump over the counter and start fighting.
Whoa, excuse, pardon me. I didn't even get in your way. Hey, whoa, watch this. Excuse me, pardon me. I didn't mean to break the nose, sir. Sorry.
Sorry for, snapping your femur there,
Ass apologizing the whole time. You know you work at Game Crazy, right?
Aw, man. Stupid sound processor thing for my headset's $45 still. That's used.
Man.
Why don't you do a little pitching thing? Stream some Battlefield. Get your surround sound.
I'd rather just trade up, get Astros or something. I could get Astros right now if I wanted to, if I'm being honest.
Honesty? It's like manners.
I don't want to drop $200-something on a headset.
I spent quite some time staring at that Halo headset that went on sale, thinking to myself, yeah, I have this in my wallet.
That's the thing, yeah. I'm in save mode right now. I'm saving up as much as I can. I have money. I could be spending all kinds of money. I can't, though.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
It's not going to end well if I spend money, though.
Exactly.
I have enough to survive right now, which is good.
That is usually good, yeah.
If I start spending like I got all this extra cash, then it's going to end badly.
Yeah, that's exactly the same for me.
Save your money, kids.
Don't be like me.
Don't be like George. Don't be like Baguetta.
Be like me.
Yeah.
I have a great job. My wife has a good job. Be like me. Don't be like me. Like me.
Have no kids and a wife with a good job and have a good job yourself. You're going to have a good time.
Buy a house. Don't pay rent. You're paying somebody else's mortgage when you pay rent.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Going to the moon.
I will reiterate, yeah.
In case you don't understand, yeah.
See.
Saving is hard. But goddamn, it pays off.
Vader's not so hard when you're a hero.
Ho-ho-ho! This guy. Ryan, we know you're going to the moon.
Done.
It's having fun, okay?
It's space, bitches! I'm in fucking space!
Oh.
This is space core made
it.
Portal 2.
I knew he could make it. I knew he'd make it to the moon.
I'm still going. I'm still going!
Oh my god.
Why are there so many aliens in this atmosphere?
I have $200 in reward certificates for Best Buy.
Oh, that's the best.
Go buy yourself like 50 USB sticks. Like 1 gig.
Good idea.
Get 51 gigs.
That's the perfect way to spend that.
Is it even made that anymore?
I don't think so. That'd be completely pointless.
If they make anything smaller than a 2 gig, I'd even be surprised. Or if they make a 2 gig.
I would think 3 is like the minimum. You can get it for like $2.
3 is an odd number. I don't think they do that. Probably 4.
A gigabyte? What's a gigabyte?
One. I gotta go buy a new flash drive.
I have one on my keys. I like it.
See, I got a new flash drive, and then I started using it for my Xbox, so now I need a new flash drive that I could actually use.
I want to start putting music on my Xbox so I can listen to music while I play Halo and not have to like kill my phone.
I need a phone charger. I need things. Stop talking about spending money. Just have this conversation.
I'm going to save my money, but you need this. Oh.
I do.
Who do you think you are reminding me of things?
I think I should definitely invest in a car charger, though, because my phone's battery is just garbage now.
Your phone's battery or your car's battery?
My phone's battery.
Both.
There was an incident involving your car's battery, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was gone.
Oh.
It's a little more than not working.
I already replaced it. I replaced it the day it got stolen.
You kind of have to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kind of had to go to work, so.
Kind of one of those things.
Needed the car to turn on. It was kind of important for me. Goddamn asshole stole my battery.
Did you check next door?
No.
Are there squatters there?
I don't think so. I think you're safe.
Speaking of people stealing stuff, at my work, I work at PetSmart. Like,
somebody stole a dog.
No, they're like bringing stuff in and trying to get returns for it and then taking like the merchandise cards that we give them and like pawning them off pawn shops. I didn't know you could do that.
What?
And then the pawn shops are calling us, hey, is this valid? And we're like, nope. I know exactly who did that, but nope. $30? No.
Why would pawn shops take something like that?
Because
they're dumb.
Because it's like a $100 gift or
they
merchandise card. They'll sell it for $6.
Huh.
So
they need a bird to sit in their storefront window.
Pretty much. Squawking at people. Hey, welcome!
Pirates live here!
Sometimes.
Run away now! Escape while you can.
I'm a slave.
I'm gonna cut you.
You're gonna die, bitch!
There. Glad we got that out of the way.
Just echoes the screams of the customers that came in before.
God, no!
It's like, nope! Not going in here. I would not go to that establishment. I'm not gonna lie.
I'd peek my head in.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta see what's in there.
Pirates live here.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Carry on.
I gotta make sure I have to my
well,
pocket.
Well, in that case,
I'm stealing my gold, you know.
That's true.
Golden
they
keys.
Can smell it on you when you sure. come in.
You smell wonderful. Like gold.
This man smells like gold.
This man smells so fancy.
Surely he bathes in gold. I can tell a man that bathes in gold. Come in all glittery. Little specks of metal on you.
Aren't I so pretty?
That's how you can tell, because they'll usually bring up how pretty they are when they come in.
Do I look fabulous and shiny?
Yes. Yes, you do. Step right in.
I have just what you need.
Welcome to my establishment.
Just what you need in the back.
No, it's back there.
Keep going.
It's through that door that sounds like a gun cocking when you walk through it. What was that?
Shh. Shh, you beautiful man. Oh, I just hit my knee. I think what? I'm gonna be okay.
Really? Because I beg to differ.
Hey Ryan, I made it to Mars again.
Fuck you.
Cut that shit.
Thinks he's hot shit.
Twice now.
You son of a bitch.
How dare you?
How dare you?
You go to hell, you die.
Ryan is trying so hard just to get to space. And you do this?
You go to Mars? One up and everybody.
You put those green mushrooms Ryan. Down.
It's okay.
I know it's okay.
Don't you tell me what it is.
I'm not telling you anything you don't want to hear, alright?
Speaking of Mars, I haven't heard much about the Curiosity lately.
Really? So it's a picture. This thing has a Twitter that won't shut up about what it's doing.
I don't follow the Twitter.
Well, that's your problem.
Not too long ago.
I guess that's my problem then.
Yeah, you want to know what's up with Curiosity, go to stupid Twitter.
Go to Google. It's always on the science part. Or technology.
Some it's always technology. Talking about science and shit. It's annoying. Yeah.
I don't give a shit about what rock you just found. Come on.
Take like pictures.
Doing self
and
shots.
This rock looks like a hand. And this rock.
It's about rocks. One more. I swear to God, I'm going to pop
hey,
it right
look,
here.
There's my footprint.
There is my tire track. Where's your
there's
tire?
There's my butt. That's, hey, that's I look good.
I'm in space, bitches. Where you at? Are you on your couch? Fuck your couch.
Ah!
Shoots a laser at a rock.
Because I'm in space.
Strawn, fuck you on all the rocks everywhere. Pictures of it.
Taking his gold.
Ryan. Ryan, please.
Ryan, please.
We're going to get you the number for Triton. You're going to call him after this.
It's not going to happen.
You're going to call him and say, I'm in space.
I hate calling up places. I hate calling customer service for places.
Oh, yeah. Everyone hates it.
I make
so, no, no you know what? They don't. My older sister was
has no
like,
soul, apparently.
Saying the other day that she just loves calling customer service and just having people help her do like stupid things that she could do herself, you know? Like she had to fill out some form for something to some bank account thing, I don't know. But it was like the simple form. She kind of didn't know what one thing was. She probably could have looked it up, but she called. So she called the place, and they were like, "Okay, first, just like put your name here, you know."
She sounds like the worst kind of person.
Apparently, she loves that. Yeah,
she sounds made up. I don't think that's real.
I don't buy that for a second.
You're lying.
She lies.
You're lying to me.
She
I
lies.
That was a really creepy voice.
There.
Gollum? Is that you?
No.
My
no, 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 no. It's like a little witch giggle.
Wait. Oh, man. Like, I used to be able to do that Inspector Gadget, Dr. Claw.
You're really dropping the ball tonight.
Can't do it.
Pull it together, Jordan.
Next time.
There we go.
There you go. You gotta dig down deep for it.
Next time, brain gadgets.
Something deep in that throat, you know?
Real deep. Is this all you got? Hello?
Hi.
I want to play Arlo. Are we out of steam already? Is this what's happening?
What happened to RO2? What happened to that?
How long have you guys been going?
Like an hour.
All night.
No, like an hour.
Hour, 20 minutes. Hour.
Still recovering from Saturday night.
You had quite a night, apparently.
All my lovely tech, or tweets.
Twets.
All my twets.
Twets.
All of them.
You have the loveliest twets. And I'm not even lying. I swear.
The most loveliest.
I get so many happy pictures of George.
What?
What are we laughing at?
I'm laughing at the dog.
Yeah. The gif that I posted.
If you're gonna link stuff, you gotta say something.
Sorry.
No.
I linked
audio
something
podcast.
In the.
Oh, now you sound like Dwight.
What do you want from me?
Audio.
I'm the one that has to edit it tonight, so.
Oh.
You gotta tell me to stop watching basketball?
Laughing out of nowhere.
We're just tired. We're laughing because we're tired and
it's
stupid.
A bulldog trying to get in the bath, and he kicks all the shit over.
Bucket it.
Like swipes everything in.
I'll need these later. It's funny.
There's something else I was supposed to put in the stupid link bucket. I don't remember which one it was. I'll figure it out.
Put it in the Zelda bucket.
No.
Yeah, you won't do it.
No.
Not gonna do it.
Come on.
No.
The pictures.
Come on now. Just you know.
Stop with picture time.
Always picture time.
No.
That is old. Who posted that? George? No.
I love that one, though.
What the?
Oh, God.
Why would you slap a cat?
If I was the person to take in that video, I would have just punched the baby. Not slap cats!
No, I gotta say, I'd go for the cat. If that were my kid, that cat's done. I'd be cheering the kid on when he hit the cat. Cat swings back, it's done. It's over.
You get the chemical shit.
We may as well just end this if you guys are just gonna start posting pictures.
Picture time!
Oh, we're going into cat mode. I don't like this.
No, I don't like it either.
No.
Not that I got anything against cats.
Not.
Alright, we're gonna end it.
End
Stop it.
Stop
it, guys.
Just end it.
Thanks
You're
for listening
ruining
once again.
It.
Again with Dull, Tyler, Spanchian, Ryan, George, Bietta. Any final thoughts for our
White
listeners?
I hate you all.
Okay, good thought. Strong thought.
I like beer.
At least I have some emotion.
Next time on Podcast Ball Z.
Interesting thought. All right. Anyone else?
Ryan,
thoughts. Ryan, where's Ryan?
Ryan dead. Ryan says, womp, womp.
Ryan probably says, fuck you all, I hate you.
You guys all suck.
why is Ryan Squidward now?
Sounds about right, as clunky as he's been tonight.
I resemble that remark.
I know, that's why I said it.
You aren't blue.
You aren't blue.
He could be.
He's not.
He could be, though.
His nose doesn't hang all the way down.
But it could.
I'm wearing all blue.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
But, no, it,
but
it
we're
could.
Saying is it could happen.
So he
we're
could
spitballing here. Physically, so, we could make him Squidward pretty easily.
Who could be Squidward?
Ryan could be Squidward.
Could make him the handsome Squidward.
He would have to lose like all of his weight until he was just a stick person.
Ryan, you're gonna bring that up, you
like a
ass.
Noodly. No. I'm talking about we're trying to make you squid right now. You got
to
be like,
yeah, trying to make me Squidward. Just trying to make me
noodles.
Whatever, man. I'm trying to be me.
But
me
we're trying to make you someone
make
else.
Him
is the point?
Make him handsome, Squidward.
We're trying to make you someone else.
But we're gonna
plump
do you as Squidward.
I don't even care about handsome. I just be plump so I don't have to lose the weight.
It doesn't have to be hard.
You could be Mr. Krabs.
I do like Mr. Krabs.
Money, money, money. Mr. Krabs. Instead of saying money, you'll just say gold.
You still have to lose the arm weight. The arm. So you gotta have noodle
God,
arms.
You're an asshole, Terry. Fuck you, man.
Gotta grow two more
I'm
legs.
Sorry. You, anyone would have to. We're trying to make you a goddamn cartoon character.
All I hear is drop the weight, drop the weight, drop the weight.
Terry,
can't you ever
to
just tell him he's beautiful as he is?
I definitely have to lose it. Tyler to drop the weight.
With these guns on me. With these guns,
well,
I'd have to lose.
Well, we're trying to make Tyler Squidward.
Tyler's skinny enough. He can
he's
make weird noises.
Enough.
He's
Squidward.
SpongeBob.
Tyler has SpongeBob. Bones is his first problem.
Tyler, don't you know how to play the clarinet? Didn't Chris McClure teach you?
Yeah, but I promptly forgot it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Squidward's pretty bad at the clarinet, so there you go.
We just need to make
Tyler
him
play like him. That's a different story.
We need to make him blue and get him like two extra legs. And a
oh,
nose.
No. I just blew myself.
Yeah, that's I just thought.
Wait, we could just draw a line.
No, if we're doing this, we got to go. We got to go hard.
I
we can cut
his
leg in half.
Full skeleton removal.
Okay, skeleton, huh? All right.
He can't have that if he's trying to be a squid.
We can make him better. We have the technology.
We do have the technology. We have knives.
We have knives and a cell kit.
We have knives and a big old bottle of whiskey.
Tyler doesn't drink. He's going to have to do this sober.
We're going to have to force it down. Unless he wants to feel the procedure.
We'll put it in an IV for him.
That way
Man,
he won't
feel
be
that
drinking
it. Precision cutting into my legs.
He'll be so drunk. Oh my God, could you imagine? Straight into your bloodstream.
I don't think that's safe. I don't think you can do that with the whiskey.
I'm in, dude. Let's try it.
Let's do this.
I know Spencer's got my back. Spencer?
I love whiskey.
Anyway, that's it. We're done. We're out. It's over.
Yeah, love you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Love you. Bye.
Next time.